Generally accepted opinion. Okay, I'll bite. The formal name of this week's indicator has a first and last name. To its friends, it's just known as Trent. It can't get any simpler than that. Seek and find. This was another indicator we just kind of stumbled across during our lengthy searches. I know we post a lot of midline or zero cross indicators, so we're trying to mix it up a bit. It's not so much the appearance of the indicator, not always, but rather we try to find indicators that use different math. The whole concept of having more than one entry confirmation indicator is to have different math. One complements the other. Kind of like that best friend who keeps you from doing questionable things, like too many tequila shots on a dare. Don't stop emailing. We've received a handful of suggestions in the last week, which is fantastic. Don't stop sending them. We maintain a spreadsheet of potential candidates based on what we find and what you send us. Even if you're not sure if it's any good, don't that dissuade you from sending it to us. Nothing is discounted until we run it through its paces. Send those nuggets of goodness to us at stonehillindicator@gmail.com. Up, down, and all around. Based on the basic moving average, but with a twist. This two lines cross-confirmation indicator works in both directions at the same time to create its signals, and was created by one of many MT4 coders in 2013. And what's nice about that particular version is that you get to pick which kind of moving average you are using when calculating the signal lines. Upline equal moving average of up candles for a specific number of periods. Downline, moving average of down candles for a specific number of periods. Time lapse. Educationally and practically speaking, a picture can be worth a thousand words. That being said, many pictures make it easier to explain those words. And that being the case, take a few minutes to watch the technical analysis video to see how this indicator does its thing. Once it's done, continue on. We'll be here waiting patiently for you. And if you haven't subscribed to the Stonehill Forex YouTube channel yet, be sure you subscribe so you don't miss new material. Crisscross applesauce. The default chart is pretty much left as the coder intended, but you know us. We just modify the colors a bit to make them brighter. Price is not the star here, so its colors are on a coffee break, and we'll just settle for white on white. We'll take a look at the marked up chart momentarily, but first, the settings. Settings. There are only two settings involved. We use both of them. Length. The number of periods used in calculating both the up and down lines. The default setting is 14. Method. This is the data set used to calculate the type of moving average. 0 closed, 1 open, 2 high, and 3 low. The default value is 0, closed. Advantages. Employs the most popular and easy to understand indicator components. Moving averages can be used as an exit indicator. Few settings make it easy to test. Signaling potential trades. As signals within congestion can be difficult to see, we'll zoom in on what clear signals look like compared to those which may result in losing trades. Where multiple signals arise, which is a natural occurrence, you'll have some options. 1. Change settings in the indicator's parameters to filter reversals. This places a pronounced relevance on why we strongly advocate backwards and forward testing, as thoroughly discussed in the advanced course. 2. Change the position of this indicator in your algorithm. Does it do better as C1 or C2? Try it both ways. Indicators can have either a symbiotic relationship or 3. Perhaps it is better served as a standalone exit indicator. How we use it. Long signal. When the green line crosses and closes above the red line, the entry occurs on the open of the next period. Short signal. When the red line crosses and closes above the green line, the entry occurs on the open of the next period. Testing it out. If you're new to these studies, we recommend looking at some of the older blogs to understand how we conduct our testing. The 6 pairs we recommend testing are Euro US Dollar, Australian Dollar New Zealand Dollar, Euro Great British Pound, Australian Dollar Canadian Dollar, Swissy Japanese Yen, Canadian Dollar Singapore Dollar. The markets we test our indicators are the Euro US Dollar, Bitcoin US Dollar, Gold US Dollar, SPX 500. Timeframes and results. We'll run the prevailing trend indicator on the Euro US Dollar, Bitcoin US Dollar, Gold US Dollar, and the SPX 500 using the default and tweak settings across the daily and 4-hour timeframes on the MT4 strategy tester. We focus on 3 metrics: total trades, win-loss ratio, ROI, or return on investment. what we got. Below are the spreadsheets from our tests. Better values, better odds. The green highlighted rows are tweak values we tried and, in those cases, returned better results. We receive emails asking about the best settings. Our response is always going to be the same. We don't post the highest settings because it doesn't serve the purpose of what we're doing. We are demonstrating that the indicators we find can be made better. This isn't an absolute for every indicator, but for most cases it is. Money management. Money management is based on the no-nonsense Forex risk profile. That information can be learned in the advanced course. Resources. We've made the prevailing trend indicator available for download on our site from the indicator library. When you're ready to get it, click here. We're here for you. Sign up on our contacts page on the website for the latest digests. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page. We also answer questions on Quora related to Forex. Visit Trustpilot to see what others are saying about us as well. Consider giving us a 5-star review if we've helped you. Your contribution helps others find us for a safe place to learn. Our only goal is to make you a better trader.